Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. In a state where children of color make up 75% of the child population, a new report says New Mexico has some work to do. Ross Brown reports.
The NEE Casey Foundation's second report in 3 years measured key milestones in child development across racial and ethnic groups. The foundation tracks progress on education, health, and economic success at national and state levels. James Jimenez with New Mexico Voices for Children says 75% of New Mexico's children are children of color, and the state could do two things immediately to improve opportunities to help all kids reach their potential.
Expanding our home visiting programs so that young parents know how to raise healthy children who can thrive. The second would be making sure that we have pre-kindergarten programs available to families so that when children hit the schoolhouse doors, they are really ready to learn.
New Mexico's index for all groups were lower than the national average, with one exception: results for African American children, who scored the lowest at the national level, were higher in New Mexico than scores for Hispanic and Latino children. I'm Roz Brown.
The Zuhl Museum on the NMSU Las Cruces campus has always been an amazing spot to see rocks, fossils, and beautiful displays of petrified wood. And this week, the museum is showing off a major expansion. Fred Martino talked with Zuhl Museum Director Tiffany Santos.
Tiffany, tell me what's new at the museum.
Well, we have a lot new. The biggest is the expansion. So we just added a whole bunch of new gallery space, and we added a kids' corner, which is amazing. Our newest gallery is the History of Life Gallery. So we're going to take you through geologic time through the Zuhl fossils in the collection.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. And I guess the kids' area is a place where kids can explore, maybe more hands-on than some of the other exhibits?
Yes, that's the plan. We're going to have an excavation pit so they can dig out some dinosaur bones. And we're going to have some more interactive technology-based things for a little bit of the older kids. So there'll be something for everyone, and some fun hands-on activities as well so they can actually touch some things.
Well, I tell you, I went to the Zuhl Museum some years ago when we had folks visiting in the area, and even before this expansion, there were a lot of amazing things there. I love to look at beautiful fossils and beautiful rocks, so I'm kind of a geek that way, but my dad was a science teacher, so you can forgive me. Tell me about your favorite items on display at the museum.
I have many. My favorite fossil by far is actually one we've had for a while. It's called a crinoid, and it's a single crinoid, and it looks like a flower, but it lived in the ocean, and it was an animal related to the starfish. But the one we have has been replaced by pyrite, so it's really detailed and incredibly beautiful and rare. So it's definitely one of my favorites. Some of my new favorites, we have this beautiful ammonite. We're calling it the rainbow ammonite because it's been replaced by a mineral called ammolite, which is one of two. That one and pearl are the only two that are created by living animals, a mineral that's created by an organism. And so it looks like as if you put oil on a water. It has that beautiful shine to it. So it's gorgeous.
Sounds really neat. And the vibrant colors of some of the stones, you can't do them justice describing them. I mean, you have to see them.
Yeah, especially some of our petrified wood. We have some brand new pieces. We've got new rainbow ones, which have everything from yellows to purples to, of course, the reds that everybody knows of our wood. We have some incredibly detailed pieces, too. So our wood is definitely something you'll have to see to believe. Even pictures don't do them justice.
It is amazing. And I always love the fact that in addition to having some of that on display at the museum, we have some of it on display at the Zuhl Library, too.
Yeah, we have some on display at the Zuhl Library, as well as Gardner Hall in the geology department. We have some pieces on display there. So right now, that's a great place to start if you want to get a little taster, and then join us when we finally open the museum.
And let's talk about that, the plans for the grand reopening.
Yes, so the grand reopening is going to be October 26th, Thursday. And it's going to be the ribbon cutting is at 2:30. And we get to give some, we're going to have some talks, you know, we're going to have hopefully the provost and maybe the president and me get to give some talks, and then we're going to open the museum up. So we're going to have a big party reception from 5 to 7. We're going to have food, some drinks. You can explore the museum. We're going to have lots of people walking around to kind of explain things to you. If you have any questions, it's a good opener to the museum.
A great time for people to go to enjoy this. And it's always exciting. We really appreciate you coming by to give us a little background on this reopening.
Thank you for having me.